Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, live around the world, welcome everybody, and dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And before we start the regular program, which is, they shouldn't have the right to take our money from us, meaning the agencies and the government, by the way, I think it's a real disgrace what happened at the Capitol. Inner Sight certainly doesn't condone it. You know, Mr. Trump really screwed up and he should have handled it in an entirely different way. So, of course, it remains to be seen how Mr. Biden will handle situations. And will he, the millions of us who are at a disadvantage because of archaic laws and no enforcement, and the money, the little money that we get from the government, it's really misinterpreted. You know, one of the most common expressions is double dipping. They got to get rid of that, you know, because if a disabled person is getting some money, you know, it's money that we deserve, money that we have earned by being disabled and being discriminated against, and no enforcement, no protection in so many, many cases. And that money, that little bit of money that we get, should be protected. That money should be in the hands of the disabled person for as long as that person is disabled. That should be the law. Instead of, trying to get money from people that don't have it and all kinds of stupid, ridiculous rules, it turns people's lives upside down. It's crazy. And especially if we've seen lately, you know, you talk about what Mr. Trump did today. How about what Mr. Cuomo did? You know, who's the worst? You know, leaving those people in the nursing home to be abandoned, to be subject to people coming in, bringing disease and all, and so on and so forth. I mean, that's just as bad as what Trump took part in, you know? So, the people in the nursing homes, their money gets taken. How can you protect yourself? Money, your little money, what little you get on disability, is taken by the nursing home and giving you services that most people don't even want. You know, every person that goes into a nursing home, I would say 99%, 98%, gets worse in any given period of time. You know, it could be a year, 2 years, whatever it is. They deteriorate and they get worse. And you don't have a chance to get out, even though you're on one of those ridiculous programs, which really don't work. We saw the proof of that in New York and in all the other states. A lot of these programs don't work. Did the governors and the people in charge should have gotten the people out on those programs on an emergency basis? But now, if the person were allowed to keep their money while in the nursing home, they'd have a much better chance, first of all, to be healthy, to call upon other types of healing. You see, when you don't have your money, you can't say, "Well, I don't want this. I want to take apple cider vinegar every time I eat." You know, where's my apple cider vinegar? I mean, that's one example, but there's so many of them. You know, And you know, they take your money, they take your what little possessions you have, they take your home. How can a person become safe when the state butts in and takes your home away? You have no place to go.
I know it happened with me and my mom. I mean, they said to me that Adult Protective Services was going to, you know, do, you know, certain things if I didn't, you know, put her in a nursing home. Because
yeah,
she
well, you should have fought them. But, you know, your mom had an apartment.
I had an attorney there. That's the funny thing. I had an attorney there. I did, but that's the sad part. The attorney that was there, I don't think was ready to do what I asked her to do. That's the problem. She didn't expect
that.
There's
no protection not enough protection of the law.
That's it.
You know, and unless you have money to pay a lawyer, if you have money to pay a lawyer, they're going to do a lot more. And you don't have the money. There goes the money again.
Yeah.
You know? But they take your possessions, take your home, put you in there, and then along comes an emergency like this so-called virus. I call it so-called, but I don't know whether how much of it is true and how much of it isn't. You know, and now everything is compounded, you know, because you don't have the means to say, hey, you know, I got X amount of money. I want an apartment. Get me an apartment. I'm getting out of here. You know, you can't do that.
Because
you don't have your money. I mean,
exactly. That's so true. It is. Very true. I'll give you something that I read. I think it was yesterday. And it said something that really, just really drove everything home for me. They were saying that, you know, if you did not do one thing, meaning, you know, I was reading the stuff where you had to set up your living will and your healthcare proxy, and it was also on the nursing home waiver and diversion program, and you had to do this and you had to do that and assign this and do that and follow the guidelines, blah 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 blah. I was like, you gotta be kidding me with all this. I gotta do backflips too. I feel like I was doing their job. I was. I really do. Plus, I could barely
see
the paper.
They want you to sign everything.
Yeah, and I couldn't.
And let's point out, not everybody is eligible for that stupid program.
That's very true. I was eligible because number one, I am practically home all the time right now because of this pandemic. But if I wasn't home all the time, I don't think I would be eligible. I really don't.
The whole thing is stupid and ridiculous, you know, and it's wasting the taxpayers' money. I mean, people have to pay for this. You know, people are paying to support the suffering of individuals who wind up in nursing homes. And that's really what it is. You know, it's so damn crazy and horrible that
it's like you're supporting a jail, but
has these rights.
They don't do anything wrong, you know. It's silly. They didn't do anything wrong but live. That's all they did. And they became disabled themselves because they became elderly. That's what they, you know.
Well,
the
law should be the opposite way around. You know,
yes,
the person,
it should be.
The person, if they want to and they're willing, must remain in their own home. The agencies that correspond with the person's disability should help. This idea that we have is Volunteer Plus is a great idea. Doesn't cost the state any money.
Yeah.
You know, to keep people out and to get people out.
Of course.
You know? So the whole thing needs to be changed around. You know, now the question is going to become, will Mr. Biden do this?
Yeah.
Will he give us our freedom? You know,
that's right.
He's talking about Trump. Trump should do this. Trump this. Trump that. What the hell is he gonna do?
Listen, what happened?
Is he gonna be just
right
as bad?
Now.
Maybe worse.
Here's the thing. Well, here's the thing that happened that was really, really upsetting. That woman that I told you that was shot, she died. She died. That's sad.
What happened?
That woman that, a little bit off topic, but I'm just going to say it, I'm going to announce it. The woman, they stormed the Capitol building, and when they stormed the Capitol building.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear anything about a woman getting shot.
Well,
I didn't hear a word about that on the news. Where did you hear that?
She got shot and she died. I cut it all over the posts on the internet, all over the place, from all different news organizations, even Trump's new organization that he likes. You know, One America News or something like that. He loves that.
That's horrible.
Whatever
you want. That's true. You know, I didn't hear
it
on NBC.
Yeah, well,
maybe they'll bring it out later. But
yeah, they will probably at 11 o'clock.
But
it really.
Well, that's what happens when you deal with violence and rage and all that. See,
it is definitely rage.
That's what happens.
I'll tell you that because. A lot of people, like saying, listen, you got to do something about this. You listen, you got to do something about that. And you know what? Right now, we're in a catastrophe. That's the only way to put this. The whole economy is down the drain. Right now, there's a illness, I'm just going to say. I'm not going to say virus, anything else. It's just a big illness that has captured everything. I don't know what else to describe it as. And I don't know if it's been fabricated, meaning that it's been created to do something.
The politicians and the medical people could have done a hell of a lot better and could do better with this, and they're not. That's making it worse.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Making it worse.
You cannot rush things. I'm sorry. I don't believe in rushing.
When we come back, I want to talk more about how the agencies should protect us from having our money taken from us.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, BigEastPaquitaRescue.org. Check them out, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we salute the Big East for all their caring and help. Inner Sight, remind you, Big East, Akita Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. We recall Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Corey Forster, Avanti Oquindo, some of the ones that we honor.
Didn't make it.
And there's a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
All right. By the way, anyone out there who would like their child mentioned and honored, just drop us an email or let us know. You know,
Frankie,
we'd
just
be happy to
you know what I
add to
of?
The list. What?
I thought of a sort of like a Heroes Memorial page on
I can hardly hear you.
Website.
Where'd you go?
I thought of a support, like, type of a page on our website just now while you were saying that. And I was like, before you had said it, I was thinking of it. And then you said we'd like to honor, you know, the children. And I'm like, oh, my God, I was just thinking that way on the same wavelength as you.
Yeah, well, we got to fix – we got to put that up there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Hopefully, when our friend Bill gets freed up, he'll help us with that.
Yeah,
all right, Inner Sight, remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Around the world, Inner Sight, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, .com, and some of the people, some of our friends who've helped us in the past, we remember them, including, of course, well, Mr. Kennedy's still with us. Anthony Kennedy, Realty.
Yeah.
So check out Mr. Kennedy. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. good friend to Inner Sight, and we thank him. We appreciate it. All right, Inner Sight, over 100,000 listeners around the world, and we remind you of, you know, stay away from violence. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't solve the problem. It makes it worse, you know.
Yeah.
And it disrupts lives.
I feel this. You know, you get to that point. You really do. And I could relate to that because I get to it every single day. Okay? But there, you take down, I mean, it may sound crazy. Here's what I do. The options. Okay, if I get violent, X, Y, and Z can happen, right? Even though you're in that rage moment, I understand it completely because I'm in that rage moment every single day, but I don't act on it. I don't. I use other ways to, you know, bring out my emotions.
Yeah, but it doesn't
like
solve anything. It just makes it worse.
It doesn't solve a darn thing. That's right. What it gets you
makes
is
it worse.
Trouble.
I don't know what the details are of the lady who got shot, but
She was in the chamber, and it was right at the beginning of the raid. They all came in at once, and they were coming after the people who were there making the votes. And
she worked there? Is that what you're saying?
No, she wasn't. She was one of the protesters. And the police said stop, and she wouldn't stop. She was coming after them. So I guess that's what happened. I mean, I don't even know the detail myself. You know,
I mean, coming after them for what purpose? How did that help the country?
Doesn't.
You know, it doesn't.
No.
You know?
No. And they're protected. I don't know if anybody knows this. They're protected like the president's protected. They're protected. So you cannot charge. You cannot go after these elected officials like you go after, you know, a thug on a street. You can't do that, okay? You just can't do that because you're going to be act on like any other, you know,
protected
individual.
Well, everybody should be protected like that.
Yes, we should. Even the disabled.
Not just the Congress or the presidents. Everybody.
Yes, they have a little bit more.
And we're not.
They have a little bit more function, you know, in a sense. But, yes, we all should be protected in that manner. We all should be.
Yeah.
But that's not what happens, Frank. You know that. Okay? But they are – people should be aware that they are protected. Some people I don't think are. And I think that's what happened in this case, in a sense. You know, and that's why
she
went down the wrong path. I don't know. I mean, that's just
who knows? I mean, you got to get more detail. I don't know.
I don't know what
the details are.
I don't know what she did. Maybe she threw something, or maybe she went to hit
know.
Somebody. I don't know. Well, they're going to...
We're getting off the subject. Inner Sight, around the world, do the Able News.
Yeah, no problem. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled to serve the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. And by the way, we're sorry for the reruns that played the last couple of nights. We apologize. We had a big mix-up. And I'll tell you, blog radio is not helping that much.
No, they aren't.
Sorry for the... for the mix-up. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, my friends at the Long Island Connection, you can catch them on their Facebook, Long Island Connection. All right. And let's see, what else? Inner Sight, and talking tonight about the money that belong to the disabled. You know, that money should be more protected. And part of the problem is that the agencies that are supposed to help us, you know, independent living, Commission for the Blind, whatever agency, they cannot protect us from our money being taken because they're in with the state. They have to follow the orders of the state.
Yes, they do.
You know, so they're no good to us when it comes to the to money. I mean, they're part of the whole thing. Why it happens? In fact,
that's true.
You know, you can't go to an independent living center and say, "Hey, you know, I'm disabled. They want to take my money away." I mean, the law doesn't protect us.
Or you know what will
and
happen?
And it should.
Like, you know what will happen is that you'll be referred to a chain line of, I call it this way, a chain line of a whole rigmarole of agencies and different things, and you get right back to independent living again at the end. And then they go right, and you start right back at, you know, the referral chain. No, you can't come to me. You got to go to X, Y, and Z all over again. And by that time, you're ready to scream. That's what's happened to me a couple times.
Well,
and then
I don't
you
know
find
what the
out
purpose of
some
that
cases
is.
You're
I
on
mean,
the wrong
they
yeah,
just
yeah.
want to get rid
it's
of you, in other words.
Basically, yeah. They don't want to be. They don't want you in front of their face half the time. Some of the times, yeah. They just keep
so
this,
the
you know,
the marathon. Money. The money protects the person. Now we don't. We as disabled people, we certainly don't get a lot of money.
No, we don't.
You know? But what little we get, I mean, a person, let's say a person on SSI who is disabled, you know, and they're able to find a job, you know, they can make a little extra money. Right away, they're going to try to reduce and take away that supplemental income. Now, that law should not be. I mean, for what we have suffered, for what we have been through, what we have endured as disabled people, we should have the right to keep our disability no matter what. Because we earned
it. I totally agree.
Yeah. You know, and the government should protect us in that.
Yeah. Filling out the overpayment paperwork, Frank, right? When I had to pay back, when I have to pay back that overpayment paperwork, that right there, it should just be, you know, that shouldn't happen at all. If they, you know, they paid you an overpayment and it's their fault that they paid you an overpayment, that should just be excused. This is a disabled person that you're
not
paying.
Yeah, well, that should have been handled in a whole different way, and it wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, I told them three times, man, that, listen, I'm working. And it was indicated on my record three separate times that I said that. I said, I called you guys, and you even, you know, said the person called asking if it was, here's what it said on my record, if it was okay to use this money, and I said it was okay. And I said, that's what it said on the little ticket that they put in the chart, my Social Security chart. So that proves right there that I called, and they never mentioned on that little ticket if I was, you know.
Well,
that
should have been published
in
the news.
Yeah.
That should have been in the news. That should have been on network news and all over.
Yeah.
If that
yeah.
was the case. You know,
it was the case.
Because
I had three
that
would have occasions.
That would have protected you.
It would have, yes.
That would serve to embarrass these people and they might have backed off, who knows, you know.
No.
But
$81,000, they only gave me $20,000 forgiveness.
Well, you got to get a hearing now. Get the hearing.
Yep.
You know, it's never too late.
I started the forms for the hearing. Yeah, I started the forms for the hearing.
Yeah. But,
the form for everything.
You know, we...
Crazy.
We are not protected. You know, and that's one of the things. And I don't know where they came up with the idea of... they call it double dipping. You know?
Sounds like a pool.
I mean, that is so stupid and ridiculous. You know?
It is. Very.
Now, when a non-disabled person goes to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to go through that.
No, they
don't
can come go
and
get
take
another
their
job.
Money.
No.
What? What'd you say?
No, my phone
Hello?
Decided to talk in my. I'm here.
I couldn't hear what you said.
I'm here. No, my phone was talking in my ear and it's being annoying.
Yeah.
If I set it, make it lower, what happens is that I can't hear you and the people can't hear me. So it's got to be on.
All right. When a regular person goes to work and they make their money, you know, the government doesn't say, hey, you know, you're making all this money, you know. Now we're gonna take away money from you. They work, they earn the money. See, it's not looked upon as being disabled as work. See? That's how they should have constructed this whole thing, orchestrated this. Being disabled is hard ass work. And we have to do the job. We have to do the job of the government. And most of the time, the agencies. And that this is why they should not take our money. Because we are at work. Every disabled person, whether they realize it or not, is working for that money.
Yes, we are. We are. I'll give them an example. Just simply applying for Social Security. That is a work and a half. You have to fill out forms and give birth to the paperwork, actually. I'm joking now, but it's the truth, in a sense. You have at least 13 pages of paperwork, and that for a blind person, a legally blind person, is hard. It took me 5 days to write very slowly for them to be able to understand my handwriting.
It's not only Social Security, it's every aspect of the system.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I'm just
that
you
have
one
to work.
Aspect. Yeah. Oh yeah, every aspect.
To bring about
you pass, you have to work
right.
Every 6 months. You have to give them forms every 6 months. Sorry.
You know, you have to bust your ass to get an accessible pedestrian signal put up.
Yeah.
Across the street.
That's right.
That's work.
Yes,
all
it is.
These
you have to write a letter
that
here,
we,
there, and everywhere. Mm-hmm.
All these things that we do that add up, that we are working. The government's giving us this money, but we've earned this money. See, this is where the whole thing was constructed wrong. You know, it should never have been put out like that. Now you got stupid rules and laws, you know, that the only way you're going to change them is with money. More and more, it looks that way.
I see that
you
every
know?
Day, Frank. It's getting worse.
More and more.
It really is.
It's the only way you're going to change this system is with the money to go out and get a lobby going and get a publicity campaign going and show by example to the people, to the public. See, this should be the demonstration.
Yes,
that's the demonstration.
It is.
Get the money. Set up the lobby. Give them the damn-ass language that they understand.
That's right.
That's the way to do it. Because...
Yeah.
Then they're
the
going to listen to you.
Yes.
They're going to listen to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll get the attention of the Congress
and
the Senator.
That's right.
You know, because you say to them, look, I want to make you look good. You know?
Yeah.
I want to make it so you can reduce the taxes on a particular a particular area. I'll contribute to getting you elected if that's
you follow what
I said. You've got to have the money to do it.
Yeah, that's I totally believe that. You know why? Because if you don't dangle the carrot in front of their face, you're not going to get anything done. You're not.
Yeah.
You're just
that's
not.
The only way you can do
done.
It.
That's it.
Because these damn politicians, they'll yes you to death and tell you this, tell you that, and they won't do a damn thing.
Oh, yeah, call my office in the morning, we'll get this done. Or what are the famous things, some of the other famous sideline things?
I'll look into it.
Look into it, that's it. Look, Mike.
Sounds like a Jack Benny joke.
It does.
Well, what do you stand there for? I got a gun at your head. Give me your money. I'm looking into it.
Yeah, right?
You know. Stupid. The only way it's going to change, and that's why the Independent Living Center and all these agencies, organizations, can't do a damn thing. Because they don't have the money.
Or they have the money. It's so controlled by the government. They can't do anything without, do this, please.
Well, that's part of it, too. You know, they really don't have the money because they don't control it.
Right, that's right. They
government
don't control a penny of it. The government controls everything. Can we do this for this person, please? So
we've got to find a way, world, to get the money. That's the thing, and then we can stop.
Yeah.
We can put it out there. You know, change this business where you can take somebody's money and stick them into a hellhole, a nursing home, and leave them there and run their whole life. It's the only way to do it. Nothing else has worked. They've been trying
That's
it for
true.
Years. You know,
if you had money and
thing.
Walked in the door, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They did the same thing that these people did today. Went and protested and got arrested and people still dying in the nursing home. Why? Because they didn't have no money.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to change it.
Yeah.
Is to have the money to do something about it.
Yeah.
So. Instead of wasting their time with these demonstrations, they ought to try to get money from some of these corporations or rich people or whatever and show how it can change and how the corporation can benefit from it and the individual. That's the way to do it, you know, because nothing else has really done a damn thing. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in, and I suspect we have a call or two. I don't know. Any callers?
Let me look. Yeah, let me take a look. Hold on.
All right. Inner Sight around the world, television, 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Check us out. Channel
we
3 on the Spirit Channel.
Upstage. We're being upstaged by the government, by the way, because the government's
being
melting
what?
Away. We're being upstaged. We have no callers. We're being upstaged by the government, by the way. Falling apart.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I said we are being upstaged by the government falling
what
apart.
What does that mean? Explain that to people. People don't know what
All
you're
right,
talking
let me
about.
Explain. I got to explain. Well, what's happening is there's a lot going on primetime TV right now because basically things inside of the Capitol was stormed by a whole bunch of protesters. So one woman had passed away, and there's a lot of protesters there.
Well, you told us that. What does it mean you're being upstaged by the government?
Well, what I'm saying is that news story is upstaging our presentation this evening. There's no callers. People are watching that.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's true, but we've had programs where there's no callers before and when it was with nothing going on. But anyway, you know, the government could do a lot to stop all this stuff and to, you know,
yeah,
help
They called the National Guard, by the way.
Who need that help.
They
know.
Got the Capitol on
so,
the control again so they can make that vote again, Frank.
What?
They got the Capitol back under control so they can make the Electoral College vote again. That's
oh,
why
yeah.
it's so crazy tonight.
So,
yeah.
They're either going to do it tonight or tomorrow morning. Who knows?
Probably. You're going to sleep there tonight.
All right. In a sight around the world, we're not upstaged by anybody because nobody does what we do. Nobody
That's
says
true.
What we do.
That's
know?
True.
People
Nobody
don't hear us
say.
Tonight. They'll hear us tomorrow night. They'll hear us tomorrow. They'll hear us whenever.
They'll
so
hear us.
I'm not worried about that because we speak the truth. We're talking about the truth here.
We always
you know,
speak
people.
The truth. I mean,
deserve a chance to live their lives, and that's really what Inner Sight is about.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you. Your phone is. Get over there. Something going on. Hello?
Maybe it's that one. Hear me.
Phone
hear
keeps
me?
Going in and out. You got to keep it in one place. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Let's see. Tomorrow night, 30, television, channel 20, Long Island, Inner Sight. So check us out and... try to get some of the older shows in there because we're still on rerun. All right.
That'd be nice.
Let's see. Yeah. Tomorrow night's subject should be interesting. Yeah. Let the politicians live on what we live on.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I like that show.
Have the same... benefits and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow night. I think it's very appropriate.
Yes, it is.
We
All both right. thought of that title because we were saying, listen, if they only had a little taste of what we had to do, you know, until they got the stimulus.
Sound like you're in a tin can.
Then I don't know why. My phone stinks lately. Really,
yeah.
it does. My cell phone is really horrible, and it's not on speaker anymore.
Well, you're on a cell phone.
But,
no wonder. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah. No,
oh, no wonder. Well, you know you're not supposed to be on a speakerphone. We tell people that all the time.
I'm not on a speaker.
You just said you were.
No, I'm not. I'm not on a speaker. It's just my, excuse me for saying this, crappy cell phone. I don't know. I must have dropped it way too many times. I need a new phone, but I can't afford a new phone until...
Well, maybe it has to be charged up. I don't know.
No. It doesn't need to be charged up either. I charged it. It's just that the phone speaker is not... Once in a while, I hear horrible stuff coming through it. You know? Meaning the mic part of it is not so good. I don't know why.
Anyway, Inner Sight... around the world, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. And talking tonight about how our money should not be touched, those of us who are disabled. And you can put the elderly in there too. Now, a person works all their life. You know, they get a pension, you know, which is a certain amount of money that you get after you work, let's say, 30 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they've earned that, you see. The same should apply to somebody who's disabled.
That's
we
true.
Have earned this government is giving us. I mean, there are so many examples. You know, the agencies use us to raise the money. There's another part of work that we have to do. You know, we have to submit to these
image.
Agencies. Every time you go to them, you gotta do paperwork and all that stuff. They take that and they go to the government and they get money for that.
Yeah, they glean money from the government to get you know, to keep their programs afloat, they use our images. They take pictures
but that's,
of us.
That's
they,
us working.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
How the hell
we're
do you think
models.
They get the money if we're not working for
that's
them?
That's right. I consider it working. I do.
Well, there it is right there.
Yeah.
Without us, there is no program.
Right. That's right.
Without our work,
without
they get nothing. So that's
right.
Another reason why the government should not take our money. That's We've
right.
earned it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a horror. It's just a horror story. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take money. Let them get the agencies to raise it and take it from them.
Yeah, right.
Damn right. That's how it should
yeah,
be.
I do. Hmm?
Because we're doing most of their work.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Blind person goes to a guide dog school. School doesn't even have a license. You got to work that dog. Get up early in the morning. Work your ass, walk, you know, a strange dog
mm-hmm.
that you don't know, you know, and
mm-hmm.
then after that, get denied the dog, you know, and the agency
sure.
raises 50 to 100 grand, they keep the money. You've worked for them, haven't you?
Yes, you have. You're training that dog.
Damn right you have.
Yes, you have.
That disability money that you get should not be
touched. It's peanuts.
You've
right.
earned it.
It's peanuts, really. Your disability check is peanuts. It's based on World War II veterans coming home and has not been raised since World War II. That is absolutely horrid. You hear me? That's disgusting. That's how what they believe in us? Oh, they're just disabled people. They're staying home all the time. Well, we wouldn't stay home. We'd be going places and doing things and maybe even have a job to give you taxes. You know, maybe we'd be something if you didn't, you know, measly give us
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, but you see what's going to happen. If they give you more, they're going to take more
you
away.
Take. That's it. We got to make it where they don't take.
So that has to be changed.
Yes,
if you're
going
to give more, you got to change the
mm-hmm.
damn thing. Otherwise, you're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
You know this. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else? Another stupid thing. This Section 8 business.
Oh yeah.
Ridiculous. You get a few more
mm-hmm.
dollars. What do? They raise your rent. Taking our money.
Yeah. Why?
We've earned that money.
Biggest-
If it wasn't
complaint.
For us, there wouldn't be no damn Section 8 with people with these salaries and the damn paperwork you got to do with that.
Why are all the programs for the disabled based on income? They shouldn't be.
Yeah, because that's because that's the way they set it up.
And it's wrong.
They set it up that way so they could
place.
Get money.
That's right. And it shouldn't
That's
be that way.
That's why they set it up that way.
I tell you, Frank, I am going to get this resolved before the day I die. I am. I will.
We need a strong lobby in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
To change this business. You know,
oh, yeah.
Make it so that a disabled person can have enforcement when you go out for a job.
That's right. Not be with the rats. I'll never forget that day. Not be with the rats. I went on a job interview, dressed so nice and everything.
Don't keep
and
telling
where
the
was
same
I
story.
With the
rats. I'm tired of that story. Tell a different
story.
Well,
what story. Do you want? A different story? Oh, all right. I'll tell you a different story. I went to go work for, what do you call, the customs, U.S. Customs, and the guy only told me I'd only be in his way. How do you like that one? That's another one.
All right. Yeah, yeah, that's a good story.
Okay.
But you have no
yeah.
no enforcement.
Nope.
Yeah.
No enforcement. I don't. And then right in the waiting room, I said, "Oh, maybe this is
going to be a good job. Right in the waiting room, there was a ADA poster saying, oh, we have equality. Right in the waiting room, I was waiting for him to, interview me. Yeah, right there.
Where's the enforcement?
That's right. I said to him,
I just pointed to the poster.
I didn't say a damn word. I pointed to the poster. I don't have any room. What do you want me to do? That's what he said. I don't have any room. What do you want me to do? That's what he told me.
Make room.
Make room is right.
Damn right.
I pointed to the poster. I looked up at the poster and I pointed to it. I didn't say a word to him. Not one word.
Right. He figured he put the poster up. He did his job. He did what he had to do, see?
Yeah, obviously. But that was putting up the poster.
Doesn't mean
that's
a damn
job,
thing.
Which means nothing.
Didn't say a word about enforcement on that poster, did it?
No, it didn't.
There's the answer.
All right,
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, you know, and tell how you feel about your disability money and that of your loved one, you know, to hear your comments. All right. How we do? Anything on the phone? Anything?
Hang on, let me look.
Quiet, right? That's good.
Nope, just us. No,
what?
Just us. Just
All right.
us.
All right, so don't forget Friday night, the funnies. You know, we'll have a nice time with that. We may continue the saga of the vaccine. You know, it goes on. I heard a thing in the news about Israel, how they're on their third lockdown.
Uh-oh.
They administered the vaccine and evidently didn't work. Then there was a warning on the by the disease of control people, you know, that there are severe side effects. People have gotten ill from this vaccine, but in the same breath they said, "Oh, it's safe."
Yeah.
Now you go figure that out, world. And while you're figuring it out, I'll tell you the answer. They're full of crap.
They're testing.
All right.
Us. That's what they're doing.
Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And so Friday night we'll, we'll come up with some
goofiness.
Weird stuff. I had a Red Fox skit I was going to do Friday night. So we'll, I gotta remind myself of the tales. Friday night, right here on Inner Sight Live. Around the world. And let's see. Tomorrow night, you want to talk about tomorrow night, how the politicians, what would happen to them if they had to live on what we live on and have the same benefits we have?
They wouldn't like
imagine?
It. Oh, they would have a heart attack. They would.
Can you imagine Mr. that. Biden living on $800 a month?
He'd have a heart attack.
That's what I live off of. He couldn't do it. I don't think anybody could do that, except for the damn disabled people have to do it.
You know, and then they call him up and they say, I'm sorry, sir, but you have to spend down. Spend down? I couldn't even get up.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're making too much money still. You have to spend down.
Yeah.
Spend what?
You're making too much money.
Yeah.
But I gave all the money to my son. Oh, in that case, you don't need it. We'll take your disability away.
That's exactly right.
Inner Sight.
That's right.
I tell you, it's just crazy.
I have
they
a
put us
total.
Through. You have a what?
A listens total for our podcast. How many people listen?
Listening. Oh, how many people listen? All right.
102,909 people. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
102,909
Yep.
Oh, that's almost 103,000 We need 90. 81. What do we need? 90 people, right?
81. 81.
81, all right. 81 people. I want you to listen overnight. Give us the 1,000.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight around the world, and, you know, we are determined to make this thing work. Like my mom used to say, by hook or crook.
I know that saying very well.
Better by hook.
That's right, but not by crook.
No. And I want to thank, let's see, I got an email from a woman who has a client. I guess she's a, this woman must be a public relations person. A client who wrote a book. On autism.
Okay.
Blame, I believe her name is. And I answered the email, but, you know, my email is weird. If you didn't get my answer, you're listening to the show, call us at InnerSight, 631-224-3090. Go to the website. You'll find the numbers, InnerSight.info. So I did answer the email, just so you know. All right, I've gotten some weird emails with, whenever I get an email, by the way, world, with numbers and letters and all this rhetoric and double talk, I just erase it. I don't listen to it, because I don't go on the internet. So.
Well, also, just to let everybody know, those emails have either a photo or a link. We can't get that on our system because for the visually impaired, we get it by like a voicemail system. So it converts all that stuff into letters, numbers, and exclamation points and all of that. We can't read it. It's not readable text because it comes
and
through,
it ruins
through
my email too.
Yeah, it does. It
shuts down my email. So.
Yeah, it does. It did actually when it came through. So it's really, you know, you can't have any pictures or it has to be just
plain text.
So don't
send me anything like that. If you want to communicate.
No,
send me a plain written
text
statement. You know, and I'll
no attachment
answer it, and hopefully the recipient can open up my email. That's another story.
Yeah, it's an MP3 file, which is just like, you know, like you get when you have your own, you know, you want to buy something you know, you need speakers. That's all you really need. That's it. And you press the button and that's it. You listen to it. That's all you need.
All right. InnerSight, we usually get Louie. Last night we were on a rerun. Is Louie on the line?
Yeah, let me check again. Okay, hold on.
Louie promoting The Follies. Maybe we'll get him tomorrow night. If we don't get him tonight, with his promo.
It's just us.
No Louis.
It's us tonight.
All right.
No Louis.
All right. InnerSight. Yeah. Pass a law, Mr. Biden. No one has the right to touch our money, that disability check that we get. As long as we're disabled. You want to take away the money, then wait until we're not disabled.
There you go.
And then you can have it.
Yeah.
See? But as long as we're disabled, that money belongs to us. And why? Because we've earned it for that money. And that's how it should be attested to.
That's right.
You know, that's how it should be legalized. It should be changed immediately. Immediately. There should be no debate about this. you know. And then I'll tell you something. You're going to give the disabled person a much bigger incentive to go to work.
Yes.
A lot of disabled people don't want to go to work because they're going to lose their money.
Or, see, you put all these stipulations.
Stupid.
This is a trial work period. This is that. This is this. What the heck? That's all I have to say is, what the heck are you trying to do? Discourage people from not working and go into a nursing home so then they can wither away and die? That's what I got
to
say.
Giving somebody the money, you give it to them. No strings.
That's right.
As long as
no
you're disabled.
No strings attached. That's right. I'm sorry. That's
get a letter from the doctor. I mean, obviously the government trusts these doctors.
Mm-hmm.
No. I wouldn't trust them, but the government does. So you get a letter from the doctor, the person's still disabled. That's all you need.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't believe it, you want to investigate, go ahead. But don't take their money away as long as they're disabled.
Yeah.
So that's what we need. One of the things we need from Mr. Biden, a law like that, enforcement, to get people whatever they need to get the job when they go when we go for a job.
Well, here's the other thing: if you can't do that for whatever reason, that's going to be really rough. I mean, that's going to be sad that he promised and he couldn't do that. The only other thing I would accept is tripling our income. And then nobody could touch it after that. That's it, you know?
Well, you have to pass the law that nobody can touch it, otherwise they're going to take away from you.
Yeah, I know.
See that?
Yeah, I know.
If they give you more money, millions of us are going to lose because they're going to raise the damn rent that we pay. We shouldn't even, by the way, that's another thing. We shouldn't even have to pay rent.
Yeah.
You know, what this government.
It's not like we live in every country that I know treats their disabled. A lot of countries that I know that are, you know, not developing countries. You know, I'm talking about developed countries. They treat their disabled well. They help their disabled, get them, you know, going. Not our country.
Well, I don't know about other countries.
Oh, I've heard I'll give you an example.
Concentrating over here.
New Zealand. I'll give you an example. New Zealand. I was speaking with a woman who's talking about
I've heard bad
her,
and good
the
things
children.
About New Zealand.
Well, I've heard good things. All right. She has three disabled children who have a rare disease that they don't know what it's about. Okay. They have a combination of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's.
Oh, we're going to run out of time. You better save this story for another time.
Or maybe tomorrow.
Inner sight.
I'll tell you about it.
Inner sight around the world. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Thank all our friends for listening and those of us who sent donations. Thank you for listening to the commercials, too. It helps.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight, Suzanne, co-host engineer. By the way, we're looking for a new engineer. Anybody would like to help on the podcast,
please
contact us. We're putting the word out.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Inner Sight around the world, dedicated to Joe Arion, of course.
Yeah.
And we thank you so much. Be with us tomorrow night. And talk about the politicians. What if they had to live on the side?
Disability, yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.